Well, now this headline, which on most days would be our lead, we've simply waited too long to reduce emissions. That's a key line in a new report out today from the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, detailing the impacts of climate change on the oceans and the cryosphere, the frozen part of the Earth. More than 100 scientists came to very dismal conclusions, finding oceans getting hotter, ice systems, glaciers melting faster than thought. Coe Barrett is the vice chair of the IPCC and deputy assistant administrator for research at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA. She joins us by Skype. And Co, the second part of that sentence about waiting too long on emissions is, we'll be forced to grapple with impacts that can no longer be avoided. Tell us more.
Well, this report is really a landmark report for us because for the first time, we've looked at the furthest reaches of the planet, from the highest mountains to the remote polar regions and the deepest oceans. And we've found that, especially in these places, human-caused climate change is already evident. When you look at the high mountain glaciers and polar sheets, which hold the fresh water for our future, these are melting, as you said. And now we find that they are the major contributor to rising sea level rise.
Yeah. As you write, when it comes to the polar ice sheet loss and the oceans getting warmer, even under a low emission scenario, most of the east and west coast of the U.S. will experience a 100-year flood every year, unless major investments are made to adapt. And, you know, that's the other part of this report. Managing the impact of climate change will be expensive but possible. Doing nothing will result in unmanageably catastrophic effects. Talk more about some of those effects, including this idea of heat waves in the ocean.
Sure. So heat waves in the ocean have doubled in frequency since the 1980s. And they are projected to further increase in frequency. The frequency could be 20 times higher at 2 degrees of warming than they were at pre-industrial levels. So this would occur basically 50 times more often if emissions continue to increase strongly.
What's the impact of them? We know that there's been whole swaths of coral dying, reef degradation. But what else does a heat wave in the water mean?
Well, first of all, it results from the ocean being this giant sponge by absorbing carbon dioxide and the excess heat in the atmosphere. But in absorbing this heat, we find these extreme events in the ocean that can be compounded with, say, phenomena like El Nino and create extreme temperature events in portions of the ocean. Yeah. And as you said, it can have some extreme consequences.
Yeah.
Many of the impacts that are detailed in the report can be avoided in some cases, but certainly lessened if we adhere to a low emissions pathway.
And talk a little bit more about melting ice. We know, you know, some of the particulars. Melting ice, of course, leads to rising seas. But talk about some of the findings about dwindling snowpack.
I just was in Alaska last week and had the chance to talk with some native communities that are living on very exposed barrier islands. You know, for me, that just brought these impacts a human face, because the way they talked about the loss of sea ice was not just kind of notional. They talked about how having that sea ice lost from their coasts leaves them far more vulnerable to storms, because the high winds and the waves are not buffered by ice that is held to their shores, and therefore they're experiencing erosion. It's changing the way that they do their subsistence hunting, the way they travel between villages, and it's been quite profound to hear their stories.
Well, in fact, we're going to pay a visit elsewhere in the program to an island in the Bering Sea, which is kind of the world's fishery, and it impacts all of us when some of these fish disappear because of the melting ice. But you talk about water supplies and hydropower being reduced, wildfires increasing because of the lack of snowpack. Your report says also that managing the impacts of climate change will be expensive, but they are possible. Doing nothing results in unmanageably catastrophic impacts. But, you know, there's calls for cutting emissions in half in 10 years. But we just saw this week's UN Climate Action Summit. China, the U.S. made little to no commitment to reducing emissions. You even had, you know, you had that call from Greta Thunberg. In fact, let's just listen to a little of her speaking to these leaders in the UN.
We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy. tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you?
Co Barrett, your thoughts on that UN summit and her call and, you know, maybe it falling on deaf ears.
Robin, I'm encouraged by what I'm seeing. And, you know, Greta, as an example, is somebody who has motivated people with her reliance on climate science as a motivation for the actions that she's taking and that she's asking others to take. I'm hopeful that science will mean something to the folks who are looking at ways to take individual action and to put some pressure on the systems and governments that, you know, need to be reacting to this real challenge.
Co Barrett, Vice Chair of the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, will link you to the new report on climate change impacting oceans and the cryosphere, the ice and snow around the world. Co, thank you so much.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.